Samantha McCoy's home is on the northwest side of Tallahassee in the Westwood community. She says she heard a loud bang outside early last Wednesday morning.
4 o'clock in the morning, the night we had all of the snow and the sleet, and my partner rushed upstairs and said, "Something's happened outside. We heard a loud rumble."
It was the sound of the freestanding carport outside McCoy's townhouse crashing down onto several parked cars, including her own. It also took out the electricity meters nearby. The city says the damage to the power meters presented an electrical fire hazard, and as a result, officials killed the power to the meters that operate 5 Westwood units. The decision has left residents living off generators and, for McCoy, spending money on hotels.
"Some of us have pets that we needed to go to a hotel to make sure they stayed warm. Since we've been out of power for so long, I just went to our dark condo and tossed all of the freezer and fridge groceries."
The city says all storm-related power outages have been restored on its end, but for McCoy, the wait continues. That's because before the city can turn her power back on, her condo's HOA must repair the damaged electric meters. She hopes that will happen sooner rather than later as her hotel bill steadily increases. For WFSU News, I'm Adrian Andrews.